You're listening to SBS News.
Mr. Dutton says he stands by his decision to use his ministerial powers to allow the au pair to remain in Australia. Mr. Dutton has already been referred to a parliamentary inquiry over a 2015 decision to overrule decisions that denied two other au pairs entry to Australia. It's recently been revealed he intervened to save another au pair from deportation after a request from AFL boss Gillon McLachlan. The third au pair was planning to work for Mr. McLachlan's second cousin, whose father has donated around $150,000 to the Liberal Party. Peter Dutton has told Radio 2GB his decision to allow the third au pair to stay in Australia was based only on the merits of the case.
I looked at it and thought, look, it's a bit rough. There's no criminal history. She's agreed that she wouldn't work while she was here. As I understand it, she never overstayed the visa, hasn't committed any criminal offences, and I thought it was an application of common sense. Now, I've got lots of enemies in the media running around at the moment trying to get square for recent events and the rest of it. They can run all of this nonsense. The Greens have set up some dodgy Senate inquiry. Let them play their games. For me, there are lots of important issues to concentrate on.
The third au pair, Alexandra Duval, arrived at Adelaide Airport on October the 31st, 2015. She was arrested and placed in immigration detention after admitting she intended to work in breach of her tourist visa for Gillon McLachlan's second cousin, Callum McLachlan. Mr. Dutton's chief of staff received an email since leaked to several media outlets written by Callum McLachlan and his wife, Sky. The minister used his discretionary powers to grant her a three-month tourist visa on the condition she did not work. Mr. Dutton says he did not speak to Gillon McLachlan personally and makes immigration-based decisions on a case-by-case basis.
I get hundreds of these matters brought to my attention. Labor members come to me after question time every day about matters where, you know, there might be kids involved, there might be an illness involved. The decision maker within the department's made a tough call, and I can look at those matters. And that power of intervention has been granted to Liberal Labor members, ministers of immigration for a long period of time.
Federal opposition leader Bill Shorten says Australians don't want to see undue influence in politics. Mr. Shorten says Prime Minister Scott Morrison needs to intervene.
He needs to explain his view on Mr. Dutton's actions. I think there's a lot of Australians who might have had someone who they wanted to stay slightly longer on a visa, but they obviously don't have the sort of access to Mr. Dutton that some people have. What was so special about this French au pair? What was so special about the other nannies, which seemed to get the Commonwealth Government moving at lightning speed? There's people who wait for hours to get a Centrelink call answered. There's people waiting to have their aged care pensions processed. We've got 120,000 people on waiting lists for aged care packages. But if you're a French au pair and you know someone, then apparently this government will give you a top-grade service.
Mr. Dutton has hit out at a Senate inquiry set up to examine his interventions in the cases of two other au pairs in 2015. The inquiry is due to hear evidence next week. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.